The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It is a new week here at the Bible Podcast, and we're talking about love, love, love. That's love, the theme of the week. We're reading in two different little verses this week. So I'm just going to go ahead and let Paris kick it off because we're starting in 1 Corinthians.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 13:4. And remember, we read out of the NLT at the Bible Podcast. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
Yeah, it's good.
I love this verse, even though it's like one of those, like,
it's a very cliche verse.
It is.
Read at every wedding, like, yeah.
Love is patient, love is kind, like you know? So what I love about this verse is that in a lot of these places where you have love, you can exchange the word love for the Lord. And because God literally equals love. So where it says love is patient and kind, you can say the Lord is patient and kind. Where it says that love is not irritable and holds no record of being wrong, the Lord is not irritable and holds no record of being wrong. He does not rejoice when it comes to injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Where it says love never gives up, God never gives up. Like, he will, the one thing that I remember hearing so much is the Lord will pursue you until the day you die. Yeah. Like, from the time that you were born until the day you die, he will pursue your heart. He will come after you.
And that's like that's an earthquake for a lot of people. Mm. Right? You know, like, there's a lot of people that really struggle accepting the love of God. And even, like, not only accepting it, but when I say that, I mean, like, actually carrying that love inside of them and knowing it's a fact. Mm. That no matter what I do wrong, the Lord loves me.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to grapple with. And so even as kind of cliche as 1 Corinthians 13 has become for that, it's really important to everybody, but there's some certain groups of people, especially with trauma and abuse, or especially with like neglectful parents and things, it's like, no, he doesn't love me forever. Like, he's patient and kind. No, because if I do something wrong, then my dad, and it's like, no, like, that's a part of the reason why it frustrates me, you know, with this like fatherless culture that's kind of being developed. Right. Because when you have a strong father in your life, that's good. He's a man after God's heart. That relationship with your dad is supposed to make it easier for you to then have a relationship with God and to understand how God loves you better. And it's just really, as a person with a lot of kids, like, it's been very humbling to watch my husband grow in that area and like watching him father children and realizing like, man, these kids' relationship of God is starting right here and they don't even know it. And he doesn't even know it. Like, a lot of the times we have to remind ourselves of it. And so, it is really important. Like, if you have any struggles with that, I would say, like, if you're reading that and you're feeling like, man, I really, that's hard to get, like, I would encourage you to read through it. And I don't know, even if you can only get four of the words in, love is patient, then you just keep saying it over and over again until you're like, okay, no, God is patient. Okay. And then move on to the next one. I would say, like, if it's in a work for you, then work through it.
I remember even hearing, watching an interview of Maya Angelou before she passed, where she was saying that she just sat and was like, God loves me, and like just said it. And like, but like, she was saying it so much that it just like the spirit fell on her and she started weeping. And I remember I did that and I like saying, like, spirit fell on me. I started weeping like, whoa. Like, God loves me.
Yeah.
And even like when you think about, because again, like, a lot of people love to do like, oh, well, it's like a, like, you know, when you have trauma speaking to you, it's like, he loves everybody. He loves every, but like, yes, but also like you, like, he loves you specifically.
Yeah.
Especially.
He knows every hair on your head. You know, yes, he does love everyone, but he also loves you specifically. Like you, like Paris said.
What's the verse? It's like, there are the grains of sand on the earth, and everywhere don't even sum up the thoughts I have about you. Like,
yeah.
That is
exactly. I have more. I think something along the lines of like, I have more thoughts of you than there are grains of sand, you know, in the ocean. It's intense. And one of the things that I was reading is in John 15. This is verses 12 and 13. It says, this is Jesus speaking in John 15. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. And why we wanted to talk about it is because, like, ultimately, God loves us so much that he sent us his son, right? And Jesus did die for us. He laid down his son on the cross, and his blood paid the price for our sins so that we don't have to, because that's a picture of how infinite God's love is. That God can send his son, that son who is human, but then also somehow God still can die one time after living a sinless life. And then every single person who is born from that time, from past creation of the world to right before like Jesus comes back, all of those people are now can be justified and brought right with God if they believe in him. Like, that's it crazy. And when you think about it,
I can't think about it, or else I do start crying, like, in like, ugly way.
The people want to see it, parents. Let's ugly cry on YouTube.
There is just something so powerful about how, I mean, Jesus was a man without sin, right? Like, it would be, if we were all perfect, which we're not, but it would be, like, and, you know, the thing that we get very upset about is, like, well, an innocent man paid the price. And even though in the earth, like, none of us are innocent.
Yeah.
Jesus was innocent, and his blood literally paid the price. And I mean, when you look up, I'm not gonna go into details, but if you look up like how Jesus was crucified and just like the pain and the way that his body was broken and the way that he died quite painfully, to know that covers the sin of everybody in the world, who has lived, who will live.
Yeah,
it's intense.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah, anyway, that is kicking off the week. What? You know what? This has now become a theme where when I start recording, Holy Spirit starts to creep into the room and weird noises just come. I don't know. Okay, and I don't want any deliverance ministers in the comments, okay? We're surrounded by deliverance ministers, right? My husband is one. I get it, okay? You know, we went on a tangent. Much love to you guys. We will catch you on the next episode of the Bible Podcast. In the meantime, come back tomorrow and enjoy Paris's solo episode on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today. And until next time, much love from the Bible Podcast.